A Work in Progress on Being a Musician by Chick Corea. Introduction. Rule number one, think for yourself. Always rely on your own imagination and judgment. Chapter 1, Personal Policies as a Musician. Spend as much time and effort as is needed to get the musical product that you envision, no matter what the barriers or the inconvenience. Don't stop until you've got it. Always rely on your own viewpoint, tastes, and judgments to determine how you should present yourself and how to create what you want to communicate. Never compromise. Consider others' opinions, but regard them as secondary. Grant the audience the right to be how they want to be and respond to how they want to respond as an audience. But also grant yourself the right to deliver the way you see it should be delivered. Try to work out how you can better reach audiences without altering your basic musical intent. There are an infinite variety of people's artistic opinions and tastes. Audiences' applause shouldn't invite you to slack off for the next performance. Evaluate all musical performance on the quality of its effect on the listener. Always use the highest level of ethics and honesty when dealing with people in the music business or management. Make agreements that result in both yourself and the other person being happy. Give the same level of care you give to your music to all the other aspects of your life. If you're not sure how to deal with other musicians or business people, stop and consider how you would like to be dealt with in that situation. When playing with other musicians, do things that complement and enhance their playing. Make good use of their musical and performance strengths. Keep your instruments, equipment, and other musical tools in good repair and in good order. In fulfilling a commitment, try to give even more than was expected. No success was ever accomplished without teamwork, help, and support from others. Physical health, such as nutrition and sleep, are very important. Chapter 2, Playing the Piano. Take time to learn scales, arpeggios, and mirror image exercises. Emulate other players until you understand the essence of what they're doing enough to convert it to your own use. The end result of study by emulation should be the ability to completely originate one's own music. The way others do it should be a guide road that leads to one's freedom to think for oneself and therefore to be what one wants to be and communicate in the way one chooses. The methods of emulation are transcribing, watching them play live, and, less importantly, reading biographies, autobiographies, articles, and reviews, and watching documentaries. The piano is a terrific percussion instrument. An instrument is a means to an end, a tool conceived and constructed to deliver the physical sound that communicates the musical emotion and message of the player. Your ingenuity and skill at using your instrument as a communication device then becomes the whole game. Communication of the musical intent and musical content is always the guiding principle. Music is an expression and communication of intent and an emotion. You have to have something you want to say or show, an emotion you want your listener to feel. The act of creating and communicating these messages is the act of making music and is the practice of music. Music making is a form of communication. Theory has a different purpose than the simple act of making music. Its use is to help you more fully understand how to better do what you want to do, how to play better, perform better, communicate better, and be a better musician. In music theory, only the ideas and theories that one freely creates or understands and accepts on his own judgment are the ones that have value to him and therefore can be put to good use. Art and music exist in the more spiritual realm of awareness, communication, emotion, and personal tastes. So it's much more flexible and involves creative imagination than music theory itself. Playing music combines intention and action into one thing with absolutely no thinking at all. All analysis is for the practice room and rehearsal. Playing in performance has to be a pure act. Chapter 3, Comping. The first principle is always to create melodies with the accompaniment so that it can exist as a piece of music on its own. You can think in orchestral images such as like a flute or a timpani or a brass section or a string section to help you create the illusion of a very diverse collection of sounds and variety of colors and approaches while comping. Stretches of space where you don't play at all can be a very pleasant change and surprise. Use of repetitive phrases while comping can be a nice contrast to the non-repetitive. Taking a motif from the soloist can make very good musical sense and knit parts of the orchestration together harmoniously. There's four kinds of comps. One, acknowledgement that sort of finishes a soloist's statement. Two, an answer to the soloist as if they were asking a question and you were providing the answer. Three, any type of response such as a disagreement, an encouragement, a question, a surprise, a playful rebuke, a validation, etc. And four, an originated statement or new theme as a contrast or parallel melody. Make the soloist sound good. The basic intent for comping is to make the soloist sound good and enhance their lines, orchestrate their melodies, and be harmonious. One way to show respect for the soloist is to leave big spaces to accompany in a way that doesn't get in the way of the soloist's lines, but only enhances them. If the comp is done mechanically or timidly or thought of as a lesser part, then it won't sound as good. So think of accompaniment as being an important and integral part of the music being made. Chapter 4, Making Time. Getting good control of rhythm is the single most important element in making good music. One of the most useful ways to improve your control of rhythm is to listen to recordings of your playing closely and honestly to notice where you would unintentionally speed or slow the tempo or movement of phrases. And then go and play those sections over and over and pay full attention to controlling the tempo and phrasing. Learning to create simple and steady basic rhythms and grooves is at the basis of controlling melodic phrasings properly. The basis of creating a steady rhythm is creating an uninterrupted flow. You can work on this by just repeating the phrase while calmly getting good control over it by shaking out the kinks. Creating time, i.e. tempo, is best accomplished by putting it there or creating it intentionally. It's very unstable to only follow and rely on the tempo of other musicians or a conductor or a click. The trick of playing fast tempos is to play very lightly with a feathery touch. The faster the tempo or phrase, the more easily and lightly you play it. Chapter 5, Composing. Composing is an act of creating a musical game to play. The most effective way to improve is to just do it a lot. To create a game, you must first conceive of one and then decide what you're trying to do with it. The times when the ideas just flow are the times when you have good understanding of what the end result was to be. Writing for a specific band gives you the possibility of playing music that you would write. Composing is most naturally done when it's the first part of a definite two-part sequence, the second part being the actual playing in front of an audience. Extend the idea of composing to a longer-term creation, i.e. like a one-hour program to be performed or recorded, or for the creation of a new band. Or you can stretch the definition even further to bump right into the mysterious act of improvisation in music. Sometimes you can just take the first ideas you invent, although this approach is definitely inferior to having firmly decided on the overall result and game first. When an idea forms, write a quick sketch. It's important to find a balance between going too long before writing it down and writing it down too quickly before something substantial can develop. Capturing the first thought can actually be a fruitful way of composing. Just improvise into a recorder or sequencer and write down that as a composition. When the idea is relatively complete in form, with a beginning, middle, and end, then put the score to paper. The simpler the notated phrasing, the more it invites the players to evolve their own interpretation of the music. When there are important notes, write the notes into the score and part instead of attempting to add them as other numbers to the chord symbol. Think melodically about all voices and parts, including percussion parts. It's a communicative key of composing. Art is a word which summarizes the quality of communication, which is from L. Ron Hubbard's book, Art. Each part and voice of a composition has its own communication and is its own melody or voice. The composition as a whole is stronger because it is singing and communicating with all its parts. When you write a harmony part, think in terms of writing a second melody that may or may not go in parallel motion with the top melody voice. This can also be called line writing. Represent the rhythmic value of notes as if you're writing on graph paper. If there's any doubt about how to represent something, consult Gardner Reed's music notation book. Only use a key signature if the melodies stay mainly in a particular key for a very long section or the whole piece. Otherwise, just use accidentals instead when tonal centers change frequently and have no key signature. The choice on time signatures is basically you just check how you naturally count 1, 2, 3, 4, and you make those units into quarter notes.